are speaking about, you know, taking some positive steps towards better mental health. Online, we have Dr. Karen Orkers, who is the Group Operations Manager for LifePath Health. Dr. Orkers, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for taking time out to speak to us this morning. Now, we all knew and we all heard about the Kite Festival, and so we speak about mental health this morning with yourself this morning as well. And we know that many South Africans suffer with mental health, but they are known by different names as well. If you could maybe just give us a description of the many mental or a few of the mental health that's, you know, conditions that people suffer with, and also maybe speak about the statistics with our listeners as well and why, you know, the awareness is so important.
Yes, I think it's commonly known, people know about depression, post-traumatic stress, anxiety disorder and bipolar, typical mental health conditions that we found. But I think what is more important is that statistically it's shown that 1 out of 3 South Africans will suffer from a mental health condition at one or other point in their life. And that the realistic part of it is that in our family, at the work ops, you've got more than 3 people working or family living with you. So the people who's battling with the mental health illnesses is the people around us. It's your family members, it's your colleagues, or it might be even yourself. So it's something that we can't just ignore.
So with regards to mental health, do you think that there's an increasing incidence of suicide or alarming? You know, let's speak about that, especially in society, and maybe not just locally, but also globally.
Yes, no, absolutely. I think it's an increasing trend that we see internationally, and that's quite scary because it almost become normalized due to the high number of people that's committing suicide.
And then let's speak about Crazy for Walking. I think this is an initiative as well. I think, you know, they say mental health, suffering a mental illness is being crazy. That is how people term it. But I think walking from Pretoria to Cape Town, now that sounds crazy.
Yes, that's indeed. And that's an initiative that we took last year, is to try and break down the stigma of mental illnesses by doing something crazy, like walking from Pretoria to Cape Town. This year we're trying something different, though, and we're saying, let's try and do the crazy thing of walking to Mars. In other words, we want to see if we can gain 56 million kilometers on a national campaign with people walking as from the 3rd of October until the 10th of October, which is the International Mental Health Day.
Indeed, you know, with regards to this Crazy for Walking, I think not just mental health will benefit from it, but everybody else as well. It keeps you fit, it will make you, you know, more conscious of your health and more conscious of having to walk as well.
Yes, no, definitely. And we have found one of the key ways to treat mental health illnesses is not only medication or therapy, but it's also having an active lifestyle. That's also promoting being healthy and participating, and the most important thing, not to stay quiet, is to come forth, participate, and it shows an openness and awareness towards mental health.
Okay, so tell us about, you know, the 10th of October being World Mental Health Day. What will happen on the 10th?
Okay, we're actually starting out from the 3rd of October.
Okay, that is tomorrow.
We will go to Table and More. Hey, sorry?
That is tomorrow.
That is tomorrow, yes, that's right. And we'll go, we've got, as LifePath Health, our company's got 7 psychiatric hospitals, so we approach malls close to those psychiatric hospitals to take the campaign to the people. So we'll start tomorrow at Table and More, and we will walk from 9 so for the evening on treadmills, which Virgin Active sponsored to us, and getting the public to go into the treadmills and build up some kilometers. And we'll do the same at Mountain Mall, which is in Bristol on Thursday. Friday we'll be in Paarl Mall. Saturday at the lovely Tiger Valley Mall. And next week Monday at Somerset Mall. Tuesday Cape Gate. And then next week on the 10th of October, International Mental Health Day, will be at Canal Walk. And every participant, every person of the public who participate and can do more than 1 kilometer of walking will also give them some presence as motivation as well.
Do you find that this is, you know, breaking the barriers with regards to the stigma with regards to mental health as well?
Yes, no, no, absolutely. By participating, you're showing that you are also trying to break down the stigma and say it's fine to be to have a mental health illness. You know, people kind of accept if you've got any other medical condition, but the moment when it comes to mental health illnesses, they tend to stay quiet. They tend not to go for treatment. We found that 75% of people who are diagnosed or could be potentially diagnosed with a mental health illness never receive any form of treatment. So it's important to break down that barrier and make people aware of services and of conditions that is treatable.
Now, just a question. We often hear, and this is something in the past when we grew up that you never heard of, a stress. And today, you know, people will tell you the baby is stressed. So we're looking at, you know, society that we live in and the conditions we're living in, the great demands that there's always, and we in these concrete jungles. So you find that, you know, being out and about and, you know, just enjoying nature and these walks, encouraging people, you know, to get together and to do these walks, also, you know, easing the mind a little bit and taking away some of the stresses as well, will decrease the mental health conditions.
Oh yes, it's almost you talk a lot around the mindfulness approach, and that is getting yourself in a space where you can be mindful and get focused, and that's typically in nature. And you're quite right. You know, we've got two adolescent units or hospitals where we treat adolescents battling with mental health problems, and we really find that there's kids, even as young primary school kids, who's battling, and to get a family and a child to reach that point where they've got mindfulness and an area where they can focus on their own health, it's difficult, it's hard. The life is too rushed, social media is dictating the tempo, so it's really difficult, but we're aiming to assist patients and people out there to reach that point.
Tell us about the Crazy for Walking app that was released in September.
Yes, it will be released fully available as of this afternoon, and this app will allow people, anyone, to download the app, Crazy for Walking, and whether it's on Android or on Apple, and then as from tomorrow, all your steps that you accumulate during your day, whether it's with a Fitbit or whether it's with your cell phone, health app, that will go, you can actually, via the Crazy for Walking app, dedicate all those steps to the Crazy for Walking campaign. You can just link onto LifePath Health and it will show there, and that way the entire Cape Town can participate in building up mileage towards March.
Okay. Dr. Karen, let's speak about the walking element of the campaign falls in line with the element of Happiness Helps Too. Tell us about that.
Yes, the Happiness Helps Too is focusing on that a lot of people live in a society where they're battling to find support, professional help, and the Happiness Helps lingo almost dedicates you to say, but what can I do to look after myself? And the first thing is you need to seek help. And the help is a word that refers to specific tools that you can do. And you need to find happiness. You need to exercise. So there's quite a few things that you can do to stay focused. You need to help other people. You know, the best way often to appreciate what you've got is when you actually start doing things for someone else, because then you realize you're not alone. People are battling, and you start focusing on things, externalizing, instead of just looking at yourself.
Okay, so apart from the app that people can download, we know that, you know, when we speak about mental health and conditions, speak about it, to campaign about it, at all costs. So financially, how is the organization sustained, and also how can the community tuned in today also assist and be part of it?
Sure. I think what the community can do is they can go onto the Crazy for Walking website, and they'll be able to see exactly which date we will be in which area. And we want to invite everybody to come to those specific malls, come and just walk, even if it's 500 meters or a kilometer, walk and participate in breaking down the stigma. Download the app, and every step that you take for the next 10 days, you also participate towards a bigger initiative. But it's not just about yourself, but about mental health illnesses and people that's battling out there. So that's all that we want to ask, is participate, talk about it, and that way we're all breaking down the stigma and we normalize mental health illnesses.
And the Crazy for Walking web address?
That's www.crazyforwalking.co.za.
Dr. Karen, we say thanks so much for speaking to us, being the Group Operations Manager of LifePath Health. All the success.
Thank you very much. And remember, never say quiet. Stay quiet. Go and seek help.
Indeed. Thanks so much. And I think thousands of people tuned in this morning listening to us as well, so they can all join in as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely day.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.